Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. There is actually still real journalism, investigative journalism, and people out there trying to get the information to the American people so that they stand up and start to really understand the situation and start to take measures to take care of themselves. And two of those people doing that work are Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel. Thank you so much for joining me, both of you. I know you don't have that much time, so I really appreciate it.
Are you kidding? For you, Mel, you know, I always try to put you at the top of the list. It's just, as you know, your ship is passing. My ship is not sinking, but it's passing. Although sometimes it feels like we're sinking. But you know what? We just came off another really successful mission. And, you know, this guy right here, Michael Yon, famed Green Beret war correspondent, has just put together an all-star cast of really great, you know, I would have to say they're elevating themselves to war correspondents at this point, yeah. Because that's all we are in is a war of right. Information at the highest level, all the way down to it's getting kinetic, and they're bringing in all the players to make sure we go full kinetic in this country. It's just unbelievable. And this isn't fear porn. We're going to break it down for you.
I know. Yeah. So Michael, let's talk a little bit about you. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm out there with Anne in the jungle. She's like, I got to tell Mel Kay this. I hear your name like twice a day, three times a day. I wait till Mel Kay sees this video. I mean, so finally we're on with you again.
Oh, well, it's my play. I love you both so much. And what you're doing is so amazing. But Michael, listen, you've been doing this a really long time. And when you are calling out to people, when you are putting up the smoke signals, when you are saying things are getting really bad, you got to wake up, you're coming from a point of reference that few people could ever possibly come from. So let's talk about the reality on the ground from your background, where we are, what people need to know, and what you're seeing from your lens.
We're being invaded. This is a weaponized migration. We're in a state of war. The bottom line, you know, yesterday when we just got back from Darien, came and did a few really big shows, worked on a film called 17 Miles. And I was just on Tucker last week, which hasn't aired yet. Then we landed down here in Florida, and there was some investigation going on right at the airport, which we don't know what it was. But then as we get back to where we're going in Florida, to the studio, and there's news that the FBI is looking for an Iranian who is often in Venezuela. And they didn't say this part in the articles that we read. We read that he had a connection with Venezuela, but we know from other sources, or another very vital source, that he's often on Margarita Island in Venezuela. And we just got that last night, which is quite interesting. Margarita Island is where the Hezbollah mastermind of the 1994 bombing in Panama lives. He is he killed 12 Jews on a flight and about 10 others. And that was within 24 hours of the bombing down in Argentina with 385 casualties. Approximately 85 were killed and about 300 wounded. So 385 casualties. By the way, a lot of people confuse casualties. They think that's just deaths. But when you're talking with military people, casualties can include death, wounds, sickness, actually just missing in action. That's also considered a casualty. But the bottom line is those two Hezbollah attacks. So the guy, the mastermind of the 1994 bombing in Panama, is believed to own a beachside bar on Margarita Island in Venezuela. This guy that the FBI is looking for now is often on that island, mm-hmm. according to our source. Yeah, so I mean, these sorts of things are normal. We see Iranians coming through every day when we're down there. Yeah. We see Afghans coming through every day. We see Syrians. We see, of course, Chinese, huge numbers of Chinese. By the way, Venezuelans, Venezuela, remember that name. It's going to play a big part in our future.
Yeah.
Iranians can land in Venezuela and get a new passport, Venezuelan passport, right? Venezuela has a very close relationship with China and with Russia. Venezuela likely will be at war with Guyana in the near term. I don't know when, but probably this year. Nominally, it's about the energy, and it probably is about the energy. But that energy is absolutely... it's a big pork chop around the neck of Guyana, which is the only English speaking country in South America, by the way. And it's basically defenseless. So they got this giant pork chop around their neck with the energy fines right next door to Guyana, which has a close relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, Russia, and Iran. Venezuela has dumped out their prisons. Now those prisoners are all across the United States. We saw them flow through the Darien Gap. I don't see as many gangsters from Venezuela coming through anymore because they're in the United States already. Exactly. And now you see the rapes and the murders, and you see the Venezuelans. Anyway, and you have to tell me when to stop because
it's really important.
I'll keep running. I get fired up about this stuff.
No, I know. So and the scariest part about the terrorists that you're talking about is we also are all aware, certainly at post Patriot Act, not that they weren't doing it before, that they have full track and trace surveillance. It's not that hard for them to find a grandmother that was standing outside of January 6th. But now they're telling us that there's this major terrorist that they can't find in America. I find that very hard to believe. And I'm sure that that's not the only one, but that they actually put this out on a press release from the FBI that this guy's wanted really makes me look at this whole thing and say, oh, really? You don't know where this person is. You don't know where any of these cells are. I don't buy that. Also, all the people that came in from Afghanistan, remember when they brought them all here, 60,000 unvetted, we don't know where they are either.
No. And you know what, Mel, was really disturbing. And you in my mind were the first person to start ringing the bell about the UN, the responsibility to protect all these NGOs. You more than anybody can catalog them chapter and verse in alphabetical order, frontwards and backwards, who all they are. You know, probably off the top of your head, at least 100 of the Soros funded NGOs. But starting with the United Nations, where you used to live in New York and used to walk past that god awful beast they had statue that they did finally remove. But they're not afraid to tell you who they are. And the United Nations, along with its unofficial State Department of the World Economic Forum, the other entity that you have been screaming about for years and trying to wake people up. And you are singularly that, I call it ground zero for waking people up on all this subject matter. But those two have been working very diligently with the Organization of International Migration, OIM, IOM, however you want to call it. That group right there has been well-funded by American tax dollars through the UN to organize migrants from all over the world and call them refugees, call them economic migrants, call them whatever, but don't call them by what they are, which is an invasion Trojan army coming into America. And when you look at what happened recently, we were just down in Panama with the Epoch Times, Joshua Phillips, their reporter, Darlene Sanchez, Laura Loomer, and her producer, Mara Macy, who's running for Congress. She's probably the only congressman I truly would trust if she could get elected up in Jacksonville, Florida. She's incredible. She's completely one of us. And she's one of the signers of the Declaration of Military Accountability, the only civilian signer, along with her husband, Ted, who's in the Navy. But that being said, when we were in this one specific camp that Michael has called China Camp, it's called San Vicente, right next to a hotel where we stay, it actually, while we were there, we interviewed a Chinese guy that clearly looked like he was an intelligence guy. He was built like a brick, you know what house, another Russian asset, perfect hair, perfect teeth, built up like a, you know, bodybuilder.
The Iranian guy.
Did I say Russian? The Iranian. Yeah, Iranian guy, excuse me.
Yeah, it was like he came off Central Casting.
They really did. And they're standing within 10 feet of each other and we're talking to them and they're all too happy to be nice to us. But what's interesting is a week after we're there, that entire camp was torched, supposedly because a husband and wife had a domestic and it got out of hand. And next thing though, they're torching the camp, but specifically—
Not the entire camp.
No.
They went specifically for the records.
For the records at the camp. The immigration records, who went through there, who the immigration agents are, who the center front, which is like their border patrol / military, all the records of those individuals was all torched. Again, this is and right outside the camp, HIAS, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is there, right? HIAS, which is about as Hebrew as the Catholics are in Catholic charities. It's a front fake money laundering organization for billions of dollars that thanks to Laura Loomer, a Jew, called attention to, they locked their Twitter account. And then the week later, everything burns down, all the records are gone, but you have HIAS as sort of the main organization standing outside the camp along with the UN, and then the camp gets burned and you can't find the records, but we know most of the Chinese go through this camp, and we know that General Flynn has talked about 7 divisions of a Chinese army already inside the US. It's way too suspicious that those records would get...
That is a credible number that Mike Flynn told us last week. Mm-hmm. He said, he told Ann and me, he thought that maybe 7 divisions of Chinese are here. Now, I don't know the actual numbers, but that number is definitely credible.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely in the ballpark because we see it ourselves.
Yeah.
It appears that there's not just all the farmland. Now they're finding all these grow farms for pot and stuff all over the country that are owned by them. We know all about the Smithfield farms and all of that. I mean, why wouldn't they be here? And then the other thing I wanted to ask you guys about is that I did a show with Cynthia Chung about the history of Panama. Panama has often been used as a place that they go and they train, black ops and operations down there. So it looks like there's a lot of different camps down there. Is there a presence of our own CIA or of our own contractors that are down there helping or facilitating it all? Do you know of?
Yeah, a couple of things. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about the city of knowledge. I also want to mention those grows that you're talking about. You know, when a lawyer or a military person or whatever, they have a duty and an obligation to not look like there's a conflict of interest, right? It's very important. I mean, you know, we see that many of our politicians pay zero attention to that, and we don't trust them. That's the bottom line, right? There's also major bloggers who have a duty to not make any appearance whatsoever that there may be a conflict of interest and that you might be working for the enemy. Let's talk about the dopa males. I call them dopa males, the ones who are pushing dope on their big shows like Joe Rogan. Now, this upsets a lot of people. They go, oh, you can't say something bad about St. Joe Rogan because he's so big and everybody wants to be on a show. People tell me, I know a lot of people that know Joe Rogan and go on a show. Guess what? I don't care. I don't want to go on your show, Joe Rogan. I've said it many times. I don't want to wash my clothes from your dope smelling. It looks to me like you're shilling dope for the Chinese. That's how it looks. You have a duty not to look like that. You get on your show, you get all these conservative guests. That's the meat. When you're going to poison somebody, you put a nice big meal out there and one little tiny drop of poison. His tiny drop of poison is, God, it's all these great guys up there. Whoosh, whoa, people are overrunning the border. And then let's smoke the bong together. Elon Musk as well, right? You have a duty not to look like you're shilling for the Chinese. Anyway, let's get back to the city of knowledge. You look at these, the city of knowledge is the old Fort Clayton in Panama City. Fort Clayton overlooks the Panama Canal. It's the most vital piece of little tiny real estate. If you want to encapsulate vitality, you know, in an important piece of real estate for the United States, it would be Fort Clayton, right? Jimmy Carter gave that back. Fort Clayton was the old U.S. Army South headquarters in Panama. It overlooks the canal. You can see the Miraflores locks from there. You can see the Thatcher Ferry Bridge. The Thatcher Ferry Bridge is the bridge for Highway 1 that goes from down from the, you know, Darien Gap all the way to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, right? So it goes right. You can see all that from Fort Clayton. Again, it has a new name now. Jimmy Carter gave it away, so it was turned over 25 years ago in a few months now. And they had their anniversary a few months ago for 25 years, and it became Ciudad de Saber, right? City of Knowledge. That's where about more than five dozen of these NGOs are, right? Wow. Including IOM. IOM, the International Organization for Migration, has the best office space in the whole City of Knowledge, which I would argue is the best office space in all of Panama. I mean, overlooks Miraflores. I mean, I'm often there, like a lot, and not at their office, but very close to it. And I see the ships coming and going. Anna's seen this. They're coming through the Miraflores locks. The Panama Canal Railway goes right by. This is also a very important railway. It's all right there. It's all, you know, right out of view. The Thatcher Ferry Bridge. It's all right there. They've taken this vital piece of terrain, which they now use as their headquarters. It's sort of like the theater headquarters. You know, we have Southcom led by General Laura Richardson. That's our Southern Command, right? Well, that's sort of the Southcom of the NGOs, principally the United Nations. IOM is part of the United Nations. HIAS is one of their running dogs. That's the Hebrew Aid Immigrant Society, and as is Catholic Charities. We haven't seen Catholic Charities there, actually, but there's more than five dozen others.
They're operating big time on this side of the border. That's for sure. We saw that.
Huge. We're often in Catholic Charities camps, whether it's in Mexico. I've been in quite a lot in Texas and other places. They're huge. Catholic Charities is huge. I just haven't seen them at the City of Knowledge.
Yeah, it's interesting. The woman that's been put in place to run our arm of the IOM, this Amy Pope, she's a very interesting background, was obviously an Obama person. but has dealt in almost every realm of the United Nations that you can think of under not just this administration, but the former administration. And she is also an open borders person, not surprisingly. So we do have to look at the personnel that's put into these groups in the United Nations realm by this regime. It's just like when you look at who they put in at the World Health Organization, or you look at who they put in at the UN. These are people that are going along with this globalist, the George Soros, the open societies, no borders thing. The other thing that scares me, guys, is a lot of people don't realize that the left wing liberal Harvard Law guru Cass Sunstein is writing behind the scenes for Mayorkas all of the new legislation for border laws, for asylum, for all of that, with the explicit purpose of making sure that no matter what presidents come in, that they cannot reverse a lot of the stuff at the border, including changing the definition of seeking asylum, how things work, how long it takes. They leave at home. So they have their heavy guns from their lawfare groups working on the laws at the border so that they can never be reversed. So people have to really understand, right, 2024 election has a lot to do with at least stopping what they can, but also reversing a permanent change to our border policy. And if that happens, I mean, what do we have? We have, you know, what they want, which is global governance. Anne's talked a lot about the Treaty of North America, but we have to see that these are operatives from our nation that are helping the United Nations and the Soros Open Society complete this task.
So, Mel, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, the Declaration of North America with what you're talking about is just so, it is basically born out of the World Economic Forum's and UN's one world government, right? Because they want to homogenize Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one region. They say it right here. It's published on the White House website. Anybody can look up Declaration of North America. They acronym it to DNA, which to me is kind of like a wink and a nod back to the jab, right? Because it messed with your DNA. But it's all about merging these three countries into one region under the auspices of diversity, equity, inclusion, climate change and the environment, competitiveness, migration and development, health and regional security, of which every single point in here renders the exact opposite of what it intends or what they say on paper. Yeah. And you go down, you don't have to go very far into Panama to see the indigenous, which have lived there for over 500 years. To Klaus Schwab's point, these people have lived in harmony with nature. And they were totally fine by themselves, agrarian society, you know, agricultural. They had livestock, they very productive people for themselves living along the river. Now you bring in the United Nations and their NGOs under this declaration right here. And it talks about improving the lives of the indigenous. Well, what did they do? They basically colonialized the indigenous. They took over their reservations and turned them into invasion migrant camps. And they're being overrun. These poor Indians are being overrun by people from 150 countries, mostly state sponsors of terror, that are coming to their camps, that are leaving feces, human feces all over the place, disease, they're injured, they need food, they want their cell phones charged, they want. And so now the Indians, instead of farming and raising livestock, have turned into merchandising, human trafficking, and servicing the people coming through and living in squalor, and they're getting sick from these people coming through. Right. And it's just a horrific situation, what you've seen happen to a beautiful society, totally deteriorate unless to 2 years. Yeah. And what's going to happen as we exposed, they're moving them through the jungles and down the rivers, but they're also building a big road. That's a bridge that's going over one of the main rivers that separates the two continents, South and North America. Once that bridge is complete by, you know, the Panamanians have put $6 million in, or at least the Panamanians claim that it's their money. We don't really know, but considering it's part of the Chinese Silk Road, Belt Road Initiative, I would guess that there's some Chinese money in there somewhere, or at least incentives. Once that road's complete, they don't need those Indians anymore to move these people up and down on the rivers. Now these Indians who let their farms and everything else go are going to have to go back and figure out how to be self-sustaining again. Are they going to be able to buy cars and start driving around?
I don't care. The problem is, Anne, that this is where we really have to all really understand what's going on here, that this is a global governance model. They want Agenda 2030 by any means necessary. I fully believe, I call it the parent company of the United States that just lets us all live here. I will tell you something, that I just want people to understand that this is how they work together, because as I'm looking up the woman that's running that group down there, that international IOM, you have to understand Amy that Pope. She was under Obama. She was a deputy chief of staff, deputy assistant to the president, deputy of homeland security advisor, special assistant to the president, trans-border security director, interior enforcement She left during Trump, and guess where she went? Chatham House, which is the Council of Foreign Relations of the UK, the Five Eyes Nations, the whole plan. But I have to tell you, she wrote a white paper while she was there, Immigration and the U.S. National Security, in which she advocates for permanent legal residence for undocumented immigrants in the United States due to the Global Migration Pact, and goes on and on to say this. And basically, she has taken that on the road. But these people are working on global governance. If people don't understand, Trump says they're not after me, they're after you, I'm in the way. No. They're not after America. They're after the world, and America is in the way. So, Michael, what can people do? What should they be looking at? Where should they be, focusing their attention? Because last night, I'm sure you guys saw it, these despicable frauds, these globalist operatives, the Rhodes Scholar, Maddow, and Jen Psaki, another operative for these globalists, are laughing that when the voters were leaving Virginia and getting polled, they were all saying that the thing that upset them the most was immigration. And these MSNBC women are laughing their heads off at how stupid that is.
Yeah. Well, Amy Pope, she's basically Saint Karen. Amy Pope actually brags that the United States is the number one funder of IOM. She's bragged about that. She was installed at IOM about maybe 6 months ago now, right? And it was roughly 6 months ago. And by the way, HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, previously a board member there was Secretary Ali Mayorkas, the chief of Homeland Security. If you look at the HIAS.org website, HIAS congratulates Mayorkas for moving over into that position at Secretary of Homeland Security, the chief. I mean, so he's actually the chief of the invasion. IOM is sort of like the field army of the invasion. Of course, they then fund so many others like HIAS, Catholic Charities. So they're the big, Santa Claus of evil is basically IOM. But of course, their parent organization is the UN.
Right.
This will not be fixed by putting in new faces, right? Mm-mm. Organizational structure dictates outcome. And the bottom line at this point is that organizational structure is designed to rule the world, destroy the United States. DNA, I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with mRNA, so-called fake vaccines. That has to do with changing our DNA. They're very clear about that. Yep. They're very clear about, in other words, getting rid of all the white people and all the black people and all the Jews out of the United States. And they're getting a lot of useful idiots to help them. A lot of people that will actually die are helping with the invasion. They're like little gears and clocks. They're little gears that don't know what time it is. I mean, their job, just doing my job, sir. I'm just loading the bus at the border. I'm a Border Patrol agent. I got to get my retirement. Just doing my job, sir. Just a little gear in the clock. All these little gears in the clock, those are mechanical organizational structures, right? And you can see what's happening. Everybody just doing their job. Nobody saying, well, I'm just not going to do my job today. In fact, I'm not going to let this bus leave.
Well, I can tell you who's not going to do their job today. The American people are going to stand up and say, not only no, hell flipping no. Hell no, we will not comply. We're not going to do the job and the bidding. We shouldn't be funding this anymore, Mel. We have got to demand that anything that we give our government goes specifically to where we want it to go, because we are funding and building our own gallows, which, you said, what can American people do? Well, they've got to learn common law, Mel. They've got to get with the program. Trying to beat them in their own jurisdiction based on rules, codes, ordinance, and statutes, which really are corporate governance. As you said, it's a global corporation. That we're not a corporate entity, we're people, and we have our constitution. Yeah. That's common law. We have to battle out over here, and we have to hold those people to their personal accountability over here, because we're trying to pierce the corporate veil, and we're trying to fight on their field of fight. It's not working. Have we won an election real lawsuit yet?
No, and this is another thing I was going to ask you guys, because there's like the National Lawyers Guild. There's a couple of different like law NGOs that are helping these people and coaching them and telling them what to do and what to say. Have you guys come across these lawyers, these NGO lawyers that are coming in? They're very dangerous. People don't understand the level to which lawfare is being used. They recreate a Cass Sunstein's at the top of it, who's the king of nudge, who was the real truth minister under Obama, and they got all their friends at Brookings and everywhere. But we got a real lawyer problem that has something to do with the border as well, right?
Oh, let me take that. 10 minutes before we went on, I was looking at video that I and my friend, our friend Matt Tomlett, made in the Darien. Yeah. We made a lot of video down in a place called Bajo Chiquito of HIAS telling people exactly how to get through. Right. You know, they coach people, not just highest, but others. I got it on video. I can send you a link. You can use the video freely.
Will. Wow.
Yeah. They're showing them on the map how to get through, what to say. Right.
Because they're also, they get them out. And then they also, I know you guys did one show with a whistleblower that was dealing with the trafficking of the kids at the border. I mean, Carlos. People are still using, for some reason, this 85,000 children. That was from 3 years ago, as far as I can see. It's got to be in the probably half a million number at this point. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh. We have no idea. I had no idea there's so much of this happening until we started doing, you know, this level of research. It's much more massive than I would have believed if we didn't see it with our own eyes.
What people need to do, you know, Mel, General Flynn, local action has a national impact. If people just start researching right in your local county, call your county commission. Hey, where are you guys putting up the illegal invasion army? And if they get offended, well, fine. Call it illegal immigrants. Call it what you want. It's an invasion army to me. Where are you housing them? And how much are they getting paid? What does their remuneration look like for being in the state of whatever you're in and the county of whatever you're in? All you got to do is call your county commission. They know where they are. They're going everywhere, Mel. They're going everywhere. Yeah. And so when you wake up and you start to see faces of people that you don't recognize and they're wandering around and they don't, you've got a problem. And
now,
that's
Michael,
what we keep hearing.
I want to ask you, Michael, because this is a question that I think we have to all really pay attention to. You know, I sadly enough, I always think of like Walking Dead and like, what are we going to do if something happens? Because we keep seeing these outages and all kinds of things happening with the grid. And then, you know, Ann and I have done big shows on the cyber polygon. That's a long planned simulation. So we are at a place where also I'm not sure how many even sheriffs know their jobs in terms of, you know, that they should be making a plan for anything. But what it does appear to be happening, and I had shared this with Ann when I was still in New York, that they were organizing the same funding that did Black Lives Matter, are doing the ceasefire now. They have a hashtag that they have when they organize, demand citizenship. And just recently, the Obama regime decided that saying illegal aliens no longer allowed, you have to call them undocumented citizens. And then if you read the documents that they put out to put this, you know, new law in about that, it says that all undocumented citizens deserve the same human rights, you know, UN speak for anything they want. So what should, I mean, shouldn't people be getting in touch and having contingency plans and protecting themselves? Like in New York, we have friends, like you can't go out in New York without the risk of getting knocked down and beat up. And then the cops come finally and they tell you these are gangs from Venezuela. There's really nothing we can do. So what can people do to protect themselves or at least get their local officials on the same page? You know, we really have to start taking into our own hands, our own, you know, contingency plans, our own preparation and protecting ourselves and our families and our neighborhoods if that's not going to come from somewhere else. We are right now in $34 trillion worth of debt. We have geopolitical chaos everywhere. The central bank digital currency is looming. The BRICS nations have expanded beyond Saudi Arabia and continue to expand. And all I know is that many experts keep telling me that gold and silver is the best way to hedge against inflation and to protect your savings going forward. Did you know you can convert your 401k and IRA into physical gold and silver today? It can be shipped direct to your door or stored in a secure location. So go to our partners page at themelkayshow.com, fill out the form, and someone from Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get in touch with you right away to help you figure out the best course for you and your family ahead. Stay secure, stay safe, and prepare now.
People have to make a decision. Many have already made that decision. If you're working, for instance, at Border Patrol, if you're working in federal or state or any kind of local law enforcement, or any of these organizations that deals with anything that is facilitating our invasion or pushing these death jabs or anything, you will make a decision. You absolutely will make a decision whether you are an evil traitor or you are a patriot. That decision will be made for you. If you just do your job, you're an evil traitor. Bottom line, if you're I don't care if you served in 5 wars and you know, you got a Purple Heart and you're missing your foot and all that stuff. If you're just loading the bus, you're a traitor. You are a traitor. You should be resisting at this point. We have reached that point. Resist, resist, resist. Stop just doing your job. Just doing your job means your job is being a traitor. Your job is destroying your own family, destroying your own country, destroying peace on earth. That's it. No excuses accepted.
It's called No Unlawful Orders. And Mel, I want to leave you with this because the state.gov put this out and it's called the Safe Mobility Initiative. Credit to Todd Bensman for bringing it to my attention over at the Center for Immigration Studies. The Safe Mobility Initiative facilitates expedited refugee processing via the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, USRAP, and provides information and or referrals to humanitarian parole, family reunification, labor pathways through movil.secura.org and the Safe Mobility Office in Colombia, Costa Rica, and Guatemala, and Ecuador. So basically, you can go to the movilidadsecura.org and you can put in your information and get everything you need, including your access to money right from those countries I just mentioned and come fly straight on into the United States. So if you have the ability to do that, you can do that now. And this is our State Department putting this out.
Yeah. And also I want to say about that same thing on that State Department website is where they redefine what refugees are and where they redefine. And then also you guys both know they have that fake parole thing where like, you know, you come in and you're somewhat on parole or whatever. And a lot of these dates that they're giving out, and it's on purpose. A lot of the dates that they're giving out to show up are 2027, 2028. People really need to understand. Now, Michael, do you think that, you know, Donald Trump the other day was saying he's 100% sure there's going to be some kind of attack inside our nation. Do you think it's coming from outside or within or both if that were to come? I mean, it looks like they're setting up from all sides and people just are not taking it seriously. I guess we've been so spoiled that we have two oceans separating us and we think it can't happen here. And 9/11, I guess, was a fluke, but it wasn't. So, I mean, people should be really on alert. But what do you see from because I know you have a lot of back end chatter you get.
We're already under attack. We have no borders. Let me ask something about Donald Trump. Is he seriously considering having Governor Abbott, Greg Abbott of Texas, as his running mate? Greg Abbott is World Economic Forum.
Yep.
I mean, that's it. I mean, if you have Greg Abbott as your vice president, that's treason. That's straight up treason. Greg Abbott is causing the invasion into Texas while he looks like he's resisting.
Yeah,
I'm down there in Texas all the time. Ann's down there all the time. We see what's going on. Yeah. It's straight up. Greg Abbott never denounces World Economic Forum. He's on their website. People try to explain that away. Well, a lot of people are on their website. Well, he's been offered every opportunity to denounce World Economic Forum, to stop. He could close the Texas border. He could do that. People say that's impossible. He can't do that. Well, those people should be quiet because they don't know what they're talking about. He absolutely can do it. He can start doing vehicle inspections, which will cripple the Mexican economy. It'll damage us too. But guess what? If we don't stop doing this chemotherapy, if we don't stop it now, the United States is dead. And I mean over, forever.
I agree.
Like the Roman Empire, gone with the wind. We're not going to rise up like a phoenix. We're not going to rise up into a new improved bald eagle. We will rise up into a buzzard, a vulture, a turkey buzzard.
Well, what needs to be, first of all, the one thing I don't like, and I don't know who is suggesting this, because I see from the other side, the 17 development goals, one of them is full track and trace surveillance from top down from these globalists of all of
smart
us.
Smart cities.
Right. Yeah. And so then when I hear, oh, we're going to make the border wall, a track and trace biometric data center, you know, all this stuff, I think, no, that's the wrong direction. You're going in the wrong direction. But what is the right direction? So let's say Donald Trump called you guys and said, come sit down with me. Tell me what you learned. What should we do right now, today? What should we do on day one? You know, I really do hope, because I saw all these people preparing, because the same people, the same traitors from Crossfire Hurricane, the Mueller, all that, they're still running the show at the fifth column right now. And they're going to continue to, if they get the 702 warrantless surveillance, they're going to just do the same thing they did before. So we need plans now in place for whatever happens, to be day one, hit the ground running. What are the solutions to turn this around in your minds?
Okay. First and foremost, it comes back down to we the people, right? We the people have a duty to actually follow and protect and defend the Constitution, because this is our trust document that protects us from a tyrannical government. Right now, we have a lawless tyrannical government that's owned by many corporate interests that are destroying the people in this country. And the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, that well-regulated militia is all of us that practice, you know, gun safety, but also know how to apply self-defense with the use of arms. And that is what got our country free in the first place. And that is what is going to free us in the second place, because right now we're in this second revolution, but it's a communist revolution that we're undergoing right now. And we need to push back and fight back, because these people that are in the country right now, Mel, I put a tweet out about this the other day and it went hyperbolic viral. You know, they are funding this invasion army. Some are getting $2,200 a month in New York City. Some are getting $10,000 a month. It's documented. You can look it up yourself. They're getting big money. But eventually the banking system, as you know, is in a stage of collapse. We had the first phase of collapse last year. We're going into the second phase on Monday when the Fed stops loaning out money to the banks. And they're going to pick winners and losers. And you're going to start to see more regional banks collapse. Yep. Well, what happens when those debit cards that these illegals are getting are cut off and they're used to their $10,000 a month, and they have no money, and they have to feed their 10 children or 5 children or no children, but they have to feed themselves. And the rest of us are also cut off and have no access.
I'll tell you what happens. Citizenship uprising. It happens all over this country. You think Black Lives Matter was bad? You know, I mean, that is what's going to happen. And they know this.
That they're setting the table and the conditions for exactly this. So the UN can come in, like you said, under the responsibility to protect and initiate martial law. But here's the thing. We, the people, have to be able to defend ourselves. And when President Trump is reelected, Tom Homan is going to be back in ICE, heading up ICE or whatever agency what they're going to call it. He has made it very clear they are going to round up every single illegal. And right now we can track them with their EBT cards. So we know where a lot of them are because they want the money. And don't think that we can't track all of them, because we have. We are tracking them on their phones, their EBT cards, whatever. But it's going to take federal, it's going to take state, it's going to take county, and it's going to take the people in terms of law enforcement, well-regulated, not
No, there's ways to organize. That's what I was asking about the sheriffs too. But Michael, I want to ask you real quick too. Let's say right now that you got to say, I've been on the border. Here's the things we can do right now to stop this, because we have this fraud liar, Joe Biden, saying they're holding back the border bill. If you guys saw that thing, and I was looking through it last night, it is such a joke. What are actual real steps that a real leader, regardless of who they are, forget the person, should do right now to stop whatever is already way, way beyond okay?
Everybody who works the border, who works in law enforcement, who works in any capacity, doesn't have to have a badge. Start making videos, start publishing everything you can, start publishing faces of people who are just doing their job and who are committing treason, right? Publish it. Like their videos the other day online at some airport, people are talking about, you know, the secret invasion going on. Publish it. Secret cameras, put it out, right? You're in those positions. Start making people afraid to be traitors, right? The bottom line is people are just doing their job and destroying everything. They're amazingly stupid. I mean, you're supposed to have a 4-year degree to work in a lot of these positions. I'm not sure where they got their degrees at. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, don't you see that when you're loading those buses, you are killing your country, which means you're killing your family. You're not going to get a pension. It's not going to last much longer in any case, right? It'll vanish.
Well, Michael,
I've seen
are
this
you
happen
seeing-
when I was in the East Bloc countries like East Germany and Poland and Czechoslovakia in the old day. Suddenly everybody's pensions were gone.
Now, Michael, let me ask you too. This is very dangerous. I'm sure you saw Dick Durbin and now 3 other people, and there's more and more people already in California. You can be a cop and be an illegal, but they are talking about this Dreamer citizenship military thing where they're saying, we'll give you citizenship in exchange for serving in our military. And this is becoming a regular talking point on the left.
They're catching up to us. This is so old that it's dusty memories. Yeah. We said that this was going to happen over and over and over and 1,000 times more, that they will put them in the military and they will kill us. They're coming to commit genocide. Bottom line, it's so obvious. Seriously. I mean, that the Darien Gap was going to open the way that it was. I was down there when it was nothing but an ant trail. And I was like, they're going to open this. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. Now it's wide open. I am telling you with full force. They will take over the military. They will use those Apache helicopters. If you ever seen what artillery can do, they can shoot artillery straight from the bases into our neighborhoods. And let me tell you how accurate that artillery is. They can hit your car from 20 miles away with a cannon. They can hit it from 30 miles away with a cannon. That doesn't include the rockets. And I'm talking first shot, hit on your car, 20, 30 miles away with a cannon. You know, I mean, that doesn't include, they will use this military against us. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, CQ Brown, is open Black Lives Matter.
I know.
He's amazingly racist. I know somebody that was in a squadron when he was an F-16 pilot. He was racist. He was racist back then, and he's racist now. He's open about it. They've installed him because he will kill white people. Yeah. He doesn't hide it.
And Mel, we had a source call us the other day in the car, somebody who I talk with frequently, a flight surgeon, telling us that they're setting up MEP stations for the military near the border processing and the border crossings.
Wow.
For certain people that come in, they get segregated. Instead of going into a regular, you know, a immigration camp, they're going into a MEP station. For what? For military processing, so they can be trained in our military. They're already doing it right now. Oh, your pathway to citizenship, you'll serve. Right. You will serve.
And then they'll have access to all of our data. Yeah. There'll be police officers. Look up the, look at that license tag. Oh, let's go ahead and kill them and take your house. Yeah. That we're talking death squad stuff. It is coming. It's not a matter of, hey, maybe this conspiracy. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We're going to end up in a very kinetic war. It's going to be extremely bloody.
Wow, seriously. And then you see these warmongers. They want to continue the wars all over the world. I mean, this is order out of chaos. This is straight up satanic evil.
All these clowns pushing the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
They're automatic clowns in my book.
Yeah.
Irrecoverable, especially at this late stage. If they still don't see how bad that war is for everybody, Europe is going down the tube. I spent a lot of time down in Europe. I was over there warning about Nord Stream before it bubbled to the surface of the sea. I was in Germany at a place called BASF, the biggest chemical company in the world. I was at that plant, 10 square kilometers, and I asked the person giving us the tour. I was there with Masako Ganaha, the Japanese journalist. And I said, what happens if Nord Stream gets interrupted? Because I expected something would happen to Nord Stream. He said, BASF is dead. Now, BASF to Germany is like General Motors used to be to the United States. Now, they got their feedstock, most of it, through Nord Stream. Now, BASF is slowly turning out the lights in Germany. Not all of it. They'll still keep operating there, but they're moving major operations out of the country to places like China.
Yeah. And all they're talking about is expanding the war instead of peace at all. And it benefits nobody but the at the very top, the billionaire class that is funding all of this, including our invasion at our border. It all goes back to NGOs and the tentacles of the United Nations. And people have to understand this is about global governance. It's about the end of the nation states, and the biggest, you know, prize for these globalists is the destruction of America. I always tell that story about the guys I met from the IMF from Netherlands. And I said, what are you here meeting to discuss turning America into Venezuela? And the guys laughed and they go, it's going to be much worse than Venezuela here. And that was about 3.5 years ago. So we are on track for that. I want everyone to not be afraid to stand up, speak up, show up, get involved, get involved with your sheriff, make a plan for you and your neighborhood and your family. It has gone too far. And then to watch these people on MSNBC and some of these big liberal talking heads that have thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers say that, talk about immigration like we're crazy, like it's still like 1982. These people are not coming here to become American citizens. And that is the biggest thing when we're talking about them being in the military or in the police force. They don't care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They never doesn't occur to them. They don't feel camaraderie. And Michael, like you said, they're trying to make it that there's no unity at all, because we don't have anything in common, and it's so homogenized, and we can't even see the enemy. They know if we can't unite, we have no shot. So we have to really, really put our effort in right now. Any last words, both of you? Give me last words for the audience.
Well, Mel, at the end of the day, it comes back down to we the people, whether we want to actually accept the facts as they are laying out right in front of us. Don't even listen to what you say, I say, or Michael says. Go to the UN website, go to the World Economic Forum website, go to the StateDepartment.gov website, go to the Federal Register or the White House website and look at what they're publishing. They are telling you and giving you the roadmap of the self-destruction timer that is on this country, and we are marching closer to 0 hour right now. It is upon us. 2024 is going to be a very bumpy ride. But I also would like to, and I put this on my Twitter today, I talked about the financial stuff that's going on. I said, you know, Russia really is going to be ironically like in the 1776 revolution and the war of 1812, they're going to come and be to the aid of Americans. It's going to happen through BRICS. As we destroy the central bankers, this great reset is actually two things going on at the same time. It's their CBDC rush to get to market. And then it's, of course, the BRICS. They tried to destroy, cryptos. And I think FTX was a lamb to the slaughter because it got exposed as a financial laundromat for the Democrats and a few Republicans. So they could take it down. They stuck the SEC at it, but they can't stop crypto. It is exploding right now. Gold is exploding right now. And we are crying for asset-backed currencies. 22 states in the United States right now are going after gold-backed currency for their own state. Florida is leading the pack. So I think there is going to be a salvage that we have, but Americans need to understand what it is and start to focus their energy on first defending their home and family and being prepared to weather the storm of food and needing communications, but also keep an eye on the future on how they can participate in this transition back into an asset-backed currency as we step away from fiat, which is the US dollar, which is basically the cabal.
And it's got a lot to do with this Cloward Piven strategy of taking a stand. And also, I've seen so many videos lately of elderly, of veterans, of homeless Americans, like speaking out. So there is a lot going on that is actually uniting the people on different fronts. Now, last word to Michael Yon, who has been a fearless warrior out there. I mean, I've seen you yelling for now 4 years to tell people, wake up, wake up, wake up. Now people are somewhat awake. You're getting a lot of attention out there. What do you have to say at this point, now that you do have the platform you deserve and are getting your voice out there even bigger than ever?
Well, we've lost a lot of time. So you're going to go into a war, bottom line. So just get ready for it. Brace for impact. It's going to get kinetic. It's going to get extremely bloody, right? Yep. And nobody's going to, there is no 911 for us to call. We're it. Yep. Bottom line.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. Where can people find you and follow you? It's very important, guys. Michael Yon puts out information constantly, as does Anne. These are people you should be paying attention to. Forget what else you're hearing. There are a few things more important than their content. So both of you, where are you found?
Find me on Twitter at Anne Vandersteel. You'll have links to my Rumble channel there, my Substack at Anne Vandersteel.
I'm on X every day, Michael_Yon. We just got a note. Gold made a new all-time high this morning.
Yeah. And how can people support you guys? Do you guys have any way or means? I mean, we all are independent journalists, including myself. We do this. We don't get paid the millions of dollars that the people on TV that aren't telling anyone anything get paid. So can people support you guys financially somewhere?
Go ahead, Michael.
For me, thank you very much. I'm on GiftsandGo now and PayPal. You can find it on my website, michaelyon.com. There's Venmo and all those normal.
Really normal important methods. To fund
thank
you.
Thank you.
Great.
Well, let me say one other thing that people can do. Stop watching any mainstream media, obviously, and stop watching the dopa males like Joe Rogan. Man. They're just pushing dope out into our young people who are watching the border be overrun.
Yeah.
And Anne, how can people support you, or should they just go? Do you still have the website and all of that?
Yeah, I have a GiveSendGo as well. It's GiveSendGo.com/BurningEdge.
Right. Nobody's funding these people, guys. So we have to fund them. We don't need big corporate money and big corporate media. We do need people on the ground like Anne and Michael Yon. They are doing extraordinary work and getting the attention, but it's very costly. And we are all just trying to save this country. So if you can, please support both of them. Go to their websites. Make sure that you follow them. And thank you so much, both of you. Every time you guys go down to Panama, I pray nonstop that you'll come back safe. It's very dangerous.
You're coming with us one day, Mel Kay.
It's very dangerous what you guys are doing. And God bless you. You're doing God's work. And, the people are going to be much safer, but we really do have to start paying attention more. Please follow both of these people nonstop. Updates are constant. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, most dangerous thing you can do is just sit still.
Right. Thank you, guys. Did you know that there are more than 60,000 known chemicals in tap water, and the EPA only tests for 91 of them? This is why we're so grateful that we partnered with Healthy Hydration. They offer whole home water filtration, shower filters, under-the-counter pre-filters, molecular hydrogen water machines, hydrogen water bottles, and so much more for a healthier home and family. So go to themelkshow.com and click on our partners page and check out Healthy Hydration and everything they have in store for your health and wellness today. It's that time of year again. People are getting sick. They're getting the flu. They're getting the cold. They're getting all different kinds of things. And I have always been very grateful for my friendship with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Z. And though he's not with us anymore and I miss him every day, he has left behind the best remedy to me for anything that ails you. And that is Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko. There's Z-Flu, Z-Stack, and Z-Kids. There's also many other products there. It's all about naturally boosting your immune health and fighting anything that comes your way. Dr. Zelenko is ahead of his time. He is out there fighting for us still to this day, and he's left behind the best gift. The gift is your health. So go to MelKDrZ.com, or you can go to my partner's page at themelkshow.com, click Dr. Z or Z-Stack. Better health for us all awaits. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko. We'll be right back.